to invite Amy Savoy up. We have a little quilt activity for all of you to join in.
Good morning. We are going to make our own wondrous quilt. We're going to work as an individual with a family, if there's a child here you can help them with. There will be small squares passed around by the lovely volunteers in the back with pencils. And if you could take a moment on these squares to either jot down something that you're thankful for as we're in this season of reflection. It could be a drawing, it could be words, it could be whatever you'd like. And then during coffee hour, we'd ask that you would come down and transfer that onto a fabric square that will then become part of the quilt. If you are not able to stay for coffee hour or don't want to do it on the square, there's a basket similar to this down in the dining room, and there will be one on the back window, so if you're not able to stay there, just drop your square in there and somebody else will transfer it to fabric for you. And if you're saying, wow, this is fantastic, I can't believe there's going to be a quilt made with all these squares. Oh, don't worry if you're a quilter. There will be an opportunity to help us create a magnificent leaf quilt, which will be available at auction time.
Yeah.
Not sure how, but it will be available at auction time.
Thank you very much for this. I urge you to take part in the exercise now. It's now going forth. Bring it to the coffee hour. I want to thank Chris and Jamie and Carol for telling us a very wonderful, wonderful story today. It reminded me in some way of the story of the Buddha, who lived in wealth and opulence and then discovered a world outside the palace where he was living and spent the rest of his life with the people who lived outside the palace. I don't know if that was the inspiration for that story or not, but it made me think of it as we went along.